Welcome back to the Crypto Daily, everyone. Today, we're diving deep into the latest Bitcoin price movements with a special guest, Mark Blockventure. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Sarah. Always a pleasure to talk shop.
So, Bitcoin is holding steady below its all-time high, and we've got analysts like Bob Lucas calling this the calm before the storm. He's talking about a potential parabolic uptrend, even with all the global uncertainty we're seeing. What are your thoughts on this perfect script theory?
Well, Sarah, predicting Bitcoin's price movements is like trying to catch lightning in a bottle, right? But Lucas isn't alone in his optimism. There's a confluence of factors at play here. You've got the historical four-year cycle, easing interest rates, and growing institutional interest. Sentiment's data on heightened investor interest in Q4 adds fuel to the fire. If this speculative buying frenzy kicks in, we could see that FOMO-driven bounce Lucas is predicting.
Right? And this isn't just retail investors jumping on the bandwagon. We're talking about big players like BlackRock diving headfirst into Bitcoin ETFs. That's got to count for something, right?
Absolutely. BlackRock's ETF approval was a watershed moment. When institutions with that kind of weight throw their hats in the ring, it legitimizes the asset class in a big way. And let's not forget the potential influx of capital from spot Bitcoin ETFs. That's a game changer waiting to happen.
It's like the floodgates are about to open. But Mark, let's address the elephant in the room. There's always an element of risk with Bitcoin, even more so with all the geopolitical tensions and economic uncertainty. How much of this optimism is warranted, in your opinion?
That's the million-dollar question, Sarah. While the bullish signs are there, it's crucial to remember that Bitcoin is still a nascent asset class. It's volatile, susceptible to manipulation, and regulatory risks are always looming. However, the fundamentals are stronger than ever. This isn't 2017 anymore. The infrastructure is more robust, institutional adoption is on the rise, and the technology is proving its worth. So, while caution is advised, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Speaking of institutional interest, Mark, let's dive into another fascinating development in the crypto world, Ethereum staking. Bison, a platform owned by Börse Stuttgart Group, just launched an insured Ethereum staking service. What's your take on this, particularly with the involvement of a major player like Munich Re?
This is huge, Sarah. It's a clear signal that traditional finance is getting serious about crypto, not just from an investment perspective, but also in terms of providing infrastructure and risk management. Munich Re stepping in to ensure ETH staking against slashing and other risks is a game changer. It brings a level of trust and legitimacy that's been missing in DeFi.
Absolutely. It's like bridging the gap between traditional finance and the crypto world. And it's not just Bison. We're seeing almost a third of all Ether staked now, with a significant portion locked in for the long haul. That signals some serious confidence in Ethereum's future, wouldn't you say?
Without a doubt. The 28.9% staking rate is a testament to the belief in Ethereum's long-term potential, especially with the shift to proof of stake. People are willing to lock up their ETH for the rewards and for the role they play in securing the network. It's a powerful vote of confidence.
It's interesting, though, that this surge in staking hasn't translated into a corresponding price surge for ETH. In fact, it's been facing some headwinds recently. How do you reconcile that?
Well, there are a few factors at play. Market sentiment is generally bearish right now, with Bitcoin's price also struggling. Plus, there's the ongoing uncertainty around spot Bitcoin ETFs, which is impacting the broader crypto market. And let's not forget, Ethereum, while revolutionary, still faces challenges like scalability and high gas fees. But I see this dip as a buying opportunity. The fundamentals are strong, and as these hurdles are overcome, I expect ETH to reach new heights.
Speaking of partnerships and pushing the boundaries of blockchain technology, there's interesting news out of Southeast Asia. Carve, a major player in the blockchain gaming space, is teaming up with Malaysia's Digital Economy Corporation, or MDEC. Mark, what's the significance of this partnership?
This is a strategic alliance, Sarah. Malaysia has been making a concerted effort to position itself as a digital hub, particularly in Southeast Asia. And with the explosive growth of Web3 gaming, it's a smart move to attract companies like Carve, They're essentially trying to create a thriving ecosystem for blockchain gaming.
And Carve seems like a natural fit for this. They're already integrated with hundreds of games and have millions of users. What's their specific role in this initiative?
Carve's expertise is in data ownership and monetization using blockchain. They're going to be instrumental in bringing those capabilities to the Malaysian gaming landscape. The idea is to empower both gamers and developers, giving them more control and transparency over in-game assets and data. It's about moving away from the traditional centralized model of gaming.
It sounds like Carve is taking a leading role, even being included in this new Malaysia Web3 Gaming Council. What kind of impact do you think this will have on the region's gaming industry?
This is a significant endorsement for Carve, Sarah. Being part of this council, alongside other major players like Avocado DAO, gives them a seat at the table to shape the future of blockchain gaming in Malaysia. And for Malaysia, this is about attracting investment, fostering innovation, and ultimately becoming a leader in this rapidly growing space.
Speaking of speculation, let's talk about this new documentary everyone's buzzing about, Money Electric, the Bitcoin Mystery. It's causing quite a stir, especially with the rumors of it revealing Satoshi Nakamoto's true identity. Mark, have you been following this?
Oh, absolutely, Sarah. The crypto community is practically bursting with anticipation and, let's be honest, a healthy dose of skepticism. The idea that a documentary could finally unmask Satoshi is a big deal. It's been the holy grail of the crypto world for years.
And the speculation is off the charts. The current frontrunner seems to be Len Sassaman, a cryptographer who passed away in 2011. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Sassaman's work aligns with a lot of the early Bitcoin principles, and his disappearance from the scene coincides with Satoshi's. It's certainly a compelling theory, but then you have these meme coins popping up based on his cat, which just goes to show the level of, let's call it, creative interpretation going on right now.
It's a wild ride, that's for sure. But beyond the hype, this documentary seems to have struck a nerve. It speaks to the broader impact of Bitcoin and its potential to disrupt the established financial order.
Absolutely. This isn't just about some tech mystery anymore. Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general has grown into a trillion-dollar asset class. It's challenging central banks, driving innovation, and forcing the world to rethink traditional financial systems. Money Electric seems to be tapping into that larger narrative.
Well, Mark, before we wrap up, there's one more exciting development in the DeFi space. Have you been following the news about ClizBNB and its potential to unlock new opportunities for BNB holders?
Absolutely, Sarah. ClizBNB has been generating quite a buzz, and for good reason. It's essentially a game changer for BNB holders who want to maximize their assets without sacrificing liquidity.
Can you break down exactly how it works? I think a lot of our listeners might not be familiar with the technicalities.
Sure. In a nutshell, ClizBNB is a certificate token issued when you deposit BNB into a collateralized debt position, or CDP, on Listadao. Think of it like a receipt that proves you've locked up your BNB as collateral. But here's the key difference. Even though your BNB is locked, you still get to participate in things like Binance launch pool events.
So it's like having your cake and eating it too. You get the benefits of staking and the potential upside of launch pool participation?
Exactly. And this is a big deal because previously, if you wanted to participate in launch pool, you had to have your BNB readily available, which meant missing out on staking rewards. ClizBNB bridges that gap.
It sounds like a win-win for BNB holders. But what about the risks? Are there any downsides to using ClizBNB?
Well, it's important to remember that ClizBNB is non-transferable. Once it's minted, it's tied to your BNB deposit and can't be moved between wallets. This is a security feature, but it also means you need to be comfortable with the platform and the risks associated with CDPs.
That's a crucial point. As with any DeFi product, due diligence is essential. But overall, this seems like a significant development for the BNB ecosystem. It'll be interesting to see how it evolves and what other innovative solutions emerge in this space.
Agreed. The DeFi landscape is constantly evolving, and ClizBNB is a prime example of how developers are finding creative ways to enhance the utility and flexibility of digital assets. It's an exciting time to be involved in this space.
Absolutely. And on that note, we're going to wrap up this episode of Crypto Daily. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the potential unmasking of Satoshi Nakamoto to the innovative world of DeFi and KlissBNB. It's clear that the crypto world never sleeps, and we'll be here to keep you updated on all the latest developments. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.